Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ramon Garcia. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsolak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua hits a pop-up beyond short. Ripken can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a pop-up beyond second. Cora can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nuzon strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of News On. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsilac, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milligan moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia has Milligan trapped. There's the throw to Fisk and over to Ventura, who tags Milligan for the out. Orsilac moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Melvin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Orsilac scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Juan Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to third. Melvin moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux is 0-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett scores. Melvin moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Cal Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground for a single. Melvin scores. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Guillen throws to Ventura, who tags Bell for the out. Anderson moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Raines. The throw from Melvin, and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pasqua is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Horn is 0-1 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Milligan is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilac is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Orsilac strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guillen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua strikes out. one out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Orsulac is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a line drive into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nuzon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nuzon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Nuzon reaches second base with a double. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuzon moves to third. One out. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground for a single. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up for a single. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Craig Grebeck pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Craig Grebeck now playing third base. Don Paul now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux bunts towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nuzon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nuzon strikes out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing right field. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horn is 0-for-3 in the game. Horn strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsolak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Mark Williamson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Segui pinch hits for Bob Melvin. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.